奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus, I study the Bible with everyone.
今天晚上呢，跟大家来查考，当从主所说的恩言得福。
And tonight we'd like to study, blessed through the gracious words of the Lord.
我们来看一下路加福音第四章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
我们请看。第二十一节。
Let us please look at verse 21.
于是把二十一节说，耶稣对他们说，今天这个经应验在你们耳中了。
21, and he began to say to them, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
二十二节。
22.
众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
So all bore witness to him, marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth.And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?"
那这里特别提到说啊，当时候主耶稣在安息日的时候进会堂啊去读圣经。
Here especially mentions that the Lord Jesus went into the synagogue to read the scripture.
啊，主耶稣他出生在一个很啊敬畏神的家庭里面。
Jesus was in a family that feared God.
啊，所以到安息日的时候进会堂去敬拜神是他们一直以来的习惯。
So worshiping on the Sabbath in the synagogue is a custom that he grew up with.
啊，所以他就说，特别记载说，主耶稣按照规矩，在安息日的时候进会堂，啊，在那里要读圣经，要听，要啊敬拜神。
So specifically says that he, as was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath and so worshiped there.
这个管会堂的人呢，当然就把书卷啊就交给他，然后就他就打开啊就开始读。
And of course, the synagogue ruler handed him the book, the scriptures, and he started to read it when he opened it.
以前他们书卷不是像我们现在一张一张的这样一页一页的。
And the books back then are not like ours, page by page.
它是一个羊皮卷卷起来的。
It is a scroll made of lambskin.
所以要张开，然后找到一个地方来读出来。
So must be open, and then you find a certain part, and then read it.
以前的圣经也没有这样一张一张，一节一节的。
And the scriptures back then were not by chapter and by verse.
所以那个圣经如果从以赛亚书的话，就从头一直写到最后这样。
So if the book is the book of Isaiah, then it starts from the beginning to the end.
是非常的长的。如果是以赛亚书的话
，It's extremely long if it is the book of Isaiah.
那主耶稣他把这个书卷卷开之后，就找到这个地方就读。
Now when the Lord Jesus unrolled the scroll, he found the area and started to read.
那他读的是读以赛亚书第六十一章的。
What he read was Isaiah chapter 61.
他就说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。
He says, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me.
他要叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告，被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
To preach the gospel to the poor.He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
第十九节说要报告神悦纳人的禧年。
Verse 19 says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
他读完这一段之后，他就把书卷卷起来，然后交还给执事，就坐下来，会堂的人就定睛看他。
After he read this, he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and everyone looked at him.
那表示说。主耶稣知道他要读哪一节，他要读哪一段圣经呢
？It means that the Lord Jesus knew exactly what he wanted to read.
因为他借这个时候特别要向众人宣告这件事情已经应验在他的身上了。
Through this time, he wanted to show the people that this message had been manifested through him.
他就是这个以赛亚先知所预言的那一位救主弥赛亚。
He is the Savior, the Messiah that Isaiah had prophesied.
那现在就是。要神要悦纳人的这个时候这一个日子。
And now it is the acceptable time or acceptable year of the Lord.
那他有一个任务。
And he has an understanding.
他是被神所差派的。
He has been sent by God.
是要去报告，他说传福音给贫穷的人。
It says here to proclaim, to preach the news to the poor.
那这里的贫穷是心灵贫穷的人。
And the poor here are the poor in the spirit.
也就是说是谦卑的人。
Which means they are the humble ones.
然后他说要去报告被掳的得释放。
And then it says to proclaim liberty to the captives.
然后他说受压制的得自由。
And it says to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
那这里所谓的得释放跟得自由实际上是同一个字，同样的意思。
Those who will be set liberty to be freed, it is the same word.
其实就是跟 主耶稣他来要让我们从罪里面，从罪里面得赦免。那个因为罪得赦免，都看到神的救恩，是得赦免是同一个字的。
It's the same word as being pardoned, that the Lord Jesus came so that our sins can be pardoned.
哦，所以被掳的跟被压制的都指的是在罪里面被压迫的人。
Those who are captives and those who are oppressed are those who are oppressed in sin.
要因着耶稣基督的这个救恩，从罪里面被释放了，得自由了。
But through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are going to be freed from sin.
然后要让瞎眼的得看见。
And to allow the blind to see.
就是心灵瞎眼的人，他看不见，不认识神的人，现在因着耶稣认识神了。
Those who are blind in their hearts because they do not know God, through Jesus they can now know God.
这是主耶稣基督他要做的工作。
This is the work that the Lord Jesus will do.
这个叫做救恩。
And this is called salvation.
然后他要做这个工作以前，他要先有神的灵啊，在他身上，他被神用圣灵膏过了。
Before he does his work, he must have the Spirit of the Lord upon him. He must be anointed by the Spirit.
因为他要成为先知，他要成为君王，他也是祭司。
Because he is to become a priest, a king, and a prophet.
在这三个角色里面，都需要用膏被神膏过才可以。
In these three roles, they must be anointed. They must be anointed by God.
那这个被膏就是得圣灵。
And to be anointed is receiving the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么主耶稣在传福音之前，他先接受约翰的洗礼，使罪得赦，然后他领受圣灵。
And that is why, before he started to preach, he received baptism from John, baptism of remission of sins, and then he received the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵就成为他被神差派的记号。
And so this Holy Spirit represents that he was sent by God.
他是神所爱的爱子。
He is the beloved Son of God.
他所做的是蒙神喜悦的。
What he does is pleasing to God.
所以他现在要出来执行神这个报告神悦纳人的禧年，就是现在就是人得平安的日子了。
And so now he is going to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to proclaim the days that men will receive peace.
哇，那这样一个宣告，在当时候听起来就非常感动。
So this kind of proclamation was very moving to the people who listened at that time.
因为主耶稣在读圣经的时候，一定非常有力。
Because when the Lord Jesus was reading the Bible, it was very powerful.
你看我们今天，有时候像在学生灵会的时候，叫这些学员读圣经啊。
Look at it today. Sometimes during SSC, the students are reading the scriptures.
有的学生读圣经读起来就有气没力的。
And sometimes when the students read, it's like they're very weak with no breath.
比如说我们现在读圣经的时候啊，就头往下，然后就看着这个经文这样读给自己听，别人都听不到。
And like us, for example, we may read the Bible and our head is bowed down in the Bible and we read it to ourselves, so that others cannot hear.
但是你看主耶稣在读圣经的时候，那不一样。
But if you look at the Lord Jesus when he reads the Bible, it's different.
读的时候，他读完之后，众人都看他，表示每个人都读了，都听得很清楚。
After he read it, everybody was looking at him, meaning that he was very clear in what he read.
而且你就会看主耶稣在读圣经的态度。
And if you look at the attitude of the Lord Jesus when he reads the Bible,
他是站起来读圣经的。
He stood up to read it.
哦，所以我们早期教会真耶稣教会在台湾的时候啊， so, 我们聚会的时候，有时候都是信徒起来读圣经的。
So in the early True Jesus Church in Taiwan, when we have service, sometimes it is the believers that stand up to read the scriptures.
那我们在聚会的时候，会堂里面一定有好多好多的小孩子、青年。
And when you have service in the chapel, will be many young children and youth.
特别是在东部山地的那些教会里面，就是这样子。
Especially in the eastern indigenous churches, it is like this.
因为他们聚会就变成他们的生活的一部分。
Because service has become a part of their lives.
然后小孩子他们时间到了就到教会里面来聚集了。
And when the time is up, the children come into the chapel for service.
他们都等待要起来读圣经。
They anticipate coming up to read the Bible.
因为小丽在年轻的时候，曾经到学生的时代，曾经到东岸去，东部台湾的东部去。
When I was a student, when I was young, I had gone to the eastern coast of Taiwan.
我就看到他们这个那时候青年小孩子怎么读圣经的。
And I saw how the young children were reading the Bible.
领会的人，他如果翻到一节圣经啊
，If somebody leading the service flipped to a certain passage,
那里面的小朋友先翻到，先起来读。
And the children, whoever flipped to it the fastest, could stand up and read it.
每一个人都很专心啊。
So everybody was very focused.
没有打瞌睡的。
They didn't slumber.
因为他们想要，我要先翻到，我要起来读。
Because they wanted to flip to it first so they can stand up and read.
他说争取要 读神的话语。
They were eager to read the word of God.
那读的时候一定是很大声。
And when they read it, it was very loud.
因为他要读到让每个人都听得到。
Because they have to read it such that everyone can hear them.
哇，结果这样子，所以以前在聚会的时候都翻好多圣经啊。
So because of this, during service they would flip to many verses.
因为翻圣经就是给这些小孩子、这些青年，他们有读圣经的机会。
Because flipping verses is an opportunity for the children and youths to read the Bible.
那这跟我们现在的聚会方式不太一样。
And this is a format that is different from our service format.
我们现在也觉得说，哇，像到处翻圣经，翻来翻去翻不到。
Sometimes we think that flipping the passages so many is difficult to flip to.
那其实是因为我们对圣经不熟。
And that is in fact because we are unfamiliar with the Bible.
我们对神的话语很陌生。
And we are still strangers to the word of God.
所以我们听到这一句话的时候，我们没办法了解它的意思是什么。
So when we hear this, it is hard for us to understand what this means.
那等到领会的人又换到另外一集的时候，他又没有办法抓住这个意思在哪里。
And when the person leading sermon turns to another passage, they still can't grasp the meaning.
所以渐渐的，我们就觉得说，啊，圣经聚会的时候不要换太多圣经。
So when we will slowly feel that when we have service, let's not turn to too many verses.
那结果就是我们对圣经越来越不熟。
And the result is that we are more unfamiliar with the Bible.
所以其实最原始的原因是因为我们对圣经神的话也不熟悉的结果，才会觉得说翻太多圣经，翻来翻去翻不到。
But the result of us being unfamiliar with the Bible, is that we are slower at flipping to the verses.
那我们就看到说，今天我们教会的现况跟早期对神的话语的重视，跟现在我们对神的道理的陌生是有关联的。
So the situation of the church today is related to the difference between the importance the early church placed on the word of God and also how unfamiliar we are with the word of God today.
所以以前教会聚会的时候，不管什么时候去安息日聚会、晚间聚会，都一定有孩子，有些青年一起来聚会的。
Because back then, no matter what time there was service, whether it was on the Sabbath or on a weeknight service, there were children here having service.
他们不但注意听，而且做笔记。
And not only did they listen carefully, but they also took notes.
然后就站起来读圣经。
And they stood up to read the Bible.
他们就觉得这样子非常有参与感。
And they also felt that they were participating.
所以以前在教会聚会的时候，很少有打瞌睡的，真的。
And so in the church back then, there are very few that would nod off.
因为自己的父母亲也很希望说孩子能够找到圣经，然后起来念呢。
The parents also hoped that their children would flip to the verse and stand up.
所以父母亲也会注意看我们自己的孩子有没有认真。
So the parents would notice if their children were paying attention.
那这个就变成整个家庭的一个敬拜的活动。
And this became an activity of worship for the family.
那就这样子，这个教会的信仰就很活泼，然后信徒的这个整个基础道理基础就很健壮。
And through this, the spirituality of the family was very lively. And such was the establishment of the faith.
你现在对照我们现在教会的晚间聚会啊。
But now, for our service in our church.
有时候看的真的会很心寒。
And sometimes when we see it, we may be discouraged.
因为我们将来要怎么样面对这个越来越危险的世代呢？我们的青年要怎么样去面对这个引诱充满的世代呢？
In the future, how are you going to face the terrible times, the generation, and how are youth going to face the temptations?
因为如果没有神的话语，我们就没有办法得福气。
Because if we do not have the word of God, we cannot receive blessing.
哦，所以主耶稣当时候，他对神的话语很尊重，所以人家读圣经的时候站起来读。
So at that time, the Lord Jesus placed great importance on the word of God. He stood up to read it.
也许以后在学生年会的时候，各班的学生年会应该是请他们站起来读圣经来读。
Perhaps in the future, we will request the students at SSC to stand up to read the past Bible passages.
今年可能学生年会如果小弟参与的时候，就应该要这样做。
And this year, if I attend this SSC, I will do this.
因为每一个人站起来的时候就不会打瞌睡。
Because if you stand up, then you won't fall asleep.
那我们现在看回来正题，这个主耶稣读完圣经之后，众人都一直看他啊。
And so let's look when the Lord Jesus had read the passage, everyone fixed their eyes on him.
那所以，但是他们听完之后，他们很稀奇。
And after they heard this, they were amazed.
我们在读路加福音的时候要注意。
When we read Luke, we have to pay attention.
路加里面特别强调。众人对主耶稣所说的话、所做的事都很惊奇。
All the people were very amazed at what the Lord Jesus said and did.
你从第一章一直读到第六章，今天的第六章，你会看到好多很稀奇、很惊讶这个字眼。
If you read chapter 1 to chapter 6, you will see a lot of words such as amazed or marveled.
啊，如果从再把这个众人很惊讶或者是很诧异主耶稣所做的事或所说的话，你把它加一加，有二十几次。
If you look at how the people were astonished, amazed, or marveled at what the Lord Jesus said or did, It is about 20 sometimes.
这是在整个路加福音里面 的那个记录了。
And this is in the entire recording of the Gospel of Luke.
那这个就是在路加福音里面特殊的地方，它跟其他的福音书不一样。
And this is a very special part of Luke, which is very different from the other Gospels.
那这个地方，哎，特别记载说众人很稀奇主的讲的话。
And here, especially says that the people marveled at what the Lord Jesus had said.
可是他们稀奇的是说，哎，这个人不是约瑟的儿子吗？
But what they were very surprised at is, isn't this the son of Joseph?
也就是说，他就是我们认识的这个人的孩子，很普通木匠啊。
This is somebody, the child of somebody that we know, a very normal carpenter.
这个有可能就是这个弥赛亚基督吗？
Can this really be the Messiah, the Christ?
因为主耶稣他自己说了。
Because the Lord Jesus himself had
said. 今天这个经应验在你们耳中了。
Today this has been fulfilled among you.
也就是说，你们现在看着我就知道说这个预言实现了。
Meaning that you looking at me now is the fulfillment of this prophecy.
哎，结果大家听完是很称赞神，很惊奇是没有错。
And after they heard this, they were marvelled for sure, and they praised God.
可是接下来圣经的记载就看到他们怎么样拒绝了主耶稣。
But it follows to say how they had rejected Lord Jesus.
因为他们不是从心里面真的。看到主耶稣基督的他那个恩典，以及他这个人本身所呈现出来神的救恩。
Because they didn't truly see the grace of God and how He manifested God through this one person.
他们一直认为说他这个就是我们家邻居的孩子而已啊。
They kept thinking that this is a child of our neighbor.
啊，所以主耶稣他接下去第二十三节就对他们说了。
So it follows in verse 23 that the Lord Jesus said to them.
他知道他们要讲，他们在想什么。
He knew what they were thinking.
他就说你们。必引这个俗语向我说，医生，你医治自己吧。
He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself."
因为我们听见你在加百农所行的事，也当行在你自己的家乡里啊。
Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country.
也就是说，主耶稣当时候出来传福音的时候，哎，他到处行了很多的神迹，这些风声都传遍了四方了。
Which is to say, when the Lord Jesus came out to preach, he did many things, and they were preached throughout the land.
因为主耶稣他出来一传福音的时候，他就开始用神的能力来印证他是谁。
Because when the Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel, he had the power of God that testified to who he was.
那当时候，你如果看第四章啊，先看第四章的第十四节。
So if you look at that time at chapter 4 verse 14,
主耶稣满有圣灵能力，他回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方了。
Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit of God. In the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region.
那表示说，哎，现在这个风声传回来拿撒勒了。
And which means that all of this has been preached back to Nazareth.
那这些人也期望说，那你应该来行一些神迹在我们的家乡，让我们看一看吧。
And these people hoped that you should perform some miracles in your hometown for all of us.
哎，结果二十四节主耶稣说了。
But in verse 24, the Lord Jesus said.
他说，我实在告诉你们，没有先知在自己家乡里面被悦纳的。
Surely I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
好，然后接下来看第二十五节。
If you follow to read verse 25,
他说：“我对你们说实话啊，当以利亚的时候，天闭塞了三年零六个月啊，遍地有大饥荒。那时候以色列中有许多寡妇。
But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elisha, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land.
主耶稣现在说：“我实在告诉你们，你们现在要听我说实话。
”And Jesus said, "But I tell you truly."
哦，就也就是。也就是说，好，先知通常从以前到现在就是这样，先知在自己的家乡都不会被接纳，都是被撇弃的。
Which is to say, from all the way back then till now, the prophets are not accepted in their home country; they are rejected.
但是那一些，因为他不家乡的人不接纳，可是别的地方接纳的人，他们就得福气了。
Because in their hometown do not accept him.Other people still do, and they receive grace.
哦，所以主耶稣用这个以利亚的时代，他怎么样到西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇家里被接待这个事情来说明。
And so he used the days of Elijah and how many widows were in Israel at that time to describe it.
在众多寡妇里面，就这个外邦的寡妇，他接纳了以利亚，然后他得存活，得神的恩典。
There are so many widows, but only this one widow received Elijah, and she received the grace of God.
好，然后又用以利沙的时代，以色列当中有很多长大麻风，但是只有这个外邦的这个乃曼，他得到神的医治。
Then he uses the example of Elisha, how at that time many people were lepers, but only Naaman received the grace and the cleansing.
所以主耶稣在用这两件事情来说明说，今天 你不接纳的人，你就把这个恩典把它放走了。
So the Lord Jesus says that today those who do not accept it, they have let go of the grace.
但是愿意接纳人，他们就得恩典。但往往都是那些可能是很远的人，或者是外邦人。
Those who are willing to accept it are often those who are far away or those who are Gentiles.
哇，结果他们听了之后就怒气填胸啊！第二十八节特别这样讲。
So when they heard this, they were filled with wrath, like it says in verse 28.
哦，他们就把他撵出城去了，要把他推到那个山崖那边，又把他推下去。
And rose up and thrust him out of the city, and they led him to the brow of the hill. They were going to go to get rid of him.
那结果第三十节说，主耶稣却从他们中间直行过去了。
But verse 30 says, then passing through the midst of them, he went his way.
所以这句话的意思是说，当众人气绝耶稣以后，要把他推到那个城外悬崖边的时候，准备要把他推下去的时候，主耶稣当然是从他们中间走过去，就是说他回头就走了，众人没有办法对他做什么了。
And although the people were pushing him to make him thrown over the cliff, he just passed through them because. He turned away. He turned their back on them because they can do nothing to him.
所以不是说主耶稣啊，走空气这样子，哇，跳过悬崖这样子，让众人惊讶。
It's not that he walked on the air or on water to astonish the men.
哦，碰到这个危险的时候，主耶稣还是离开了。
When he encountered this danger, he still left.
他从众人当中直行过去，所以众人没有办法对他做什么，因为他是有权柄的。
And he walked through the crowd, and nobody could do anything to him because he had authority.
那当时候这些人他们只是稀奇，可是他们不信。
At that time, the people were astonished, but they didn't believe.
马可福音第六章，我们看先看一下。
Let us look at Mark chapter 4, chapter 6.
马可福音第六章第一节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 1.
这一段事情是在补充说明这个路加福音所记载的。
This supplements what is recorded in Luke.
当时候他们很稀奇主的话。
At that time, they were marveling at what Jesus had said.
结果主耶稣。他们不信，我们现在直接看第五节。
Let's directly look at verse 5.
耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。
Now he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hand on a few sick people and healed them.
第六节就说，他也诧异他们的不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
And verse 6 says, and he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching.
这些人同乡的人，他们是稀奇主的话，却是不信。
But these people still marveled, but did not believe.
结果主耶稣就不多行什么神迹异能呢
？But the Lord Jesus did no mighty, could not do mighty works there.
也就是说，他也没有在讲什么真理给他们听了。
Which means that he didn't really speak more truth.
他就往别的地方去了。
And then he went on his other way.
我们就看到说，这些人好可惜。
And so here we see that it's very pitiful. These people,
他们这些拿撒勒人也很无知。
These Nazareth people are also very ignorant.
他们因为有一个偏见在那里，他们就把这个最好的恩典把它放走了。
And
最好的恩典，最好的他们，因为他们的那个无知、愚昧。
So because of their ignorance and foolishness, they let go of such a wonderful grace.
他们听了他所讲的话很细节，但他不信。
They heard his words and they were astonished, but they did not believe.
不信所听到的真的变成空的，他没有什么好处。
By not believing, what they heard was empty, and they received no benefit.
所以，我们今天你如果从路加福音这样一个道理得到教训的话，我们要怎么样从主所讲的话里面真的得福呢
？So from Luke, we learned this teaching. So how can we truly receive grace from the Word of God?
我们如果从路加福音再读啊
，If we continue to read Luke,
我们发现说主耶稣所讲的话真的就是恩言呢。
We realize that what the Lord Jesus says truly is graceful words.
他所从他嘴巴所讲出来的话有权柄。
The words that come out of his mouth have power.
是有能力的。
They have authority.
那这个权柄是可以把鬼赶出去的。
And this authority can cast out demons.
这个能力是可以让人罪得赦免的。
This power can cause men's sins to be forgiven.
这个能力是让愿意听从人得福气的。
And this power is to bestow grace upon those who listen.
你看回来路加福音第十章。
Let us go back to Luke chapter 4.
当时候，你看主耶稣现在跑到加百农去了。
At that time, the Lord Jesus went back to Capernaum.
那到加百农一样到安息日的时候进会堂去教训人。
When he went to Capernaum, he again went to the synagogue to teach.
好，第三十二节哈。
Let's look at verse 32.
他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他的话里面有权柄。
They were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority.
那现在他的权柄，接下去他记载就是主耶稣用他的话责备这个污鬼，这个鬼就出去。
Now it follows to say that the Lord Jesus used his words to rebuke the demon and the demon left.
哦，所以三十五节主耶稣斥责他说不要作声，从这个人身上出去，哎，那个鬼就出去了。
35 says, but Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And the demon threw him on the floor.
那三十六节啊
，36 says,
众人都惊讶，彼此对问说这是什么道理啊？因为他用权柄能力吩咐污鬼，污鬼就出来了。
Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word this is! For this authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out."
这个时候，第三十六节讲的众人都惊讶啊，这个字眼我们这样读的时候，看不出它有什么特别。
Verse 36 says they were all amazed, and it says amazed, but it doesn't seem that.
其实这一句话原来的意思就是他们都吓呆了，吓到无话可说，每个人都目瞪口呆，说哇。怎么会这样子?
But really, what it means is that at that time, the people were so stunned that they were speechless.
就是说，他们看到主用一句话把这个鬼就骂走了。
When they saw Lord Jesus, he used one word and rebuked the demon so that he left.
这是以前他们没有听过的，没有看过的。
This is something that they had never seen before.
他又说，哎，这是什么道理啊?
And so they said, what a word this is.
他用权柄能力吩咐污鬼，污鬼就出去。
For with authority and power, he commands unclean spirits, and they come out.
只有他的名声就这样传遍地方了，四方了。
And that is how his name was preached about.
然后接下来到第三十八节。
And it follows in verse 38.
主耶稣用他的话，你看斥责那个病，病就热就退了，人就好了。
He used his word, against the sickness, and then the sickness was healed.
啊，现在是西门的岳母生害热病很重。
It was Simon's wife's mother who was sick.
39节，主耶稣站在他旁边，就斥责那个热病，那热就退了，他立刻就起来服侍他们。
Verse 39, so he stood over her and rebuked the fever and it left her, and immediately she arose and served them.
你就看到说，主耶稣所说的话就是恩言，这个叫做有能力、有权柄。
And so the words that Jesus speaks are of grace, and they have power and authority.
然后第五章，在第五章的地方。
So if you look at chapter 5,
我们看到主耶稣的话，既然是有恩，既然是有能力有权柄，他说听从的人就 得福气了。
And in chapter 5 we can see that Jesus' words have power and authority. Those who hear will receive grace.
当时候有很多人想要听神的道理。
There are many people at that time who wanted to hear the teaching of Jesus.
所以五章一开头的时候就是你看众人拥挤他要听神的道理。
And so at the start of it, many people gathered to listen.
那只有主耶稣就到湖边去了。
And so he went to the lake.
好，现在就是西门彼得他的这个船空在那边，主耶稣到他的船上去。
And then Simon Peter's boat was empty, and he went onto his boat.
主耶稣用了他的船之后啊，来向众人传讲神的道。
As the Lord Jesus used his boat, he preached the message to the crowd.
当时候彼得坐在主耶稣旁边，坐在船上。
At the time, Peter was sitting next to Jesus in the boat.
讲完道之后，主耶稣叫彼得把船开远一点。
After he finished speaking, he asked Peter to drive.
好
to take the boat out.
主耶稣叫彼得下网打鱼。
And he asked Peter to cast his net out.
你看彼得说整天晚上，昨天晚上，整天晚上就打了，没有得到什么。
Jesus, Peter said that all night they caught nothing.
但是第五节。
But if you look at verse 5.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有得到什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
第六节。他们下了网，就圈住许多的鱼，网险些裂开。
Six, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
你就看到说，你看现在彼得西门他听从主的话，依从主的话下网，他就得到这些鱼，他是他整个晚上劳力所得不到的东西。
We can see that at that time when Simon listened to the word of Jesus, then he received all the fish, something that he could not do by himself all night.
所以主的话，如果听从的人就得恩典了。
So the word,
得福了。
The word of Jesus will bring grace upon those who listen.
那当时候，还应该西门他看到这样一个现象的时候，他反过来反省他自己是一个罪人。
So when Simon had seen this, at that time he reflected and saw himself as a sinner.
因为他看到的不是只有这些鱼而已。
Because what he saw was not just these fish.
他看到说，这个主耶稣他所讲的这个话里面有能力。
He saw that the word the Lord Jesus spoke had power.
所以他认为说他是个罪，他本来是他不配的。
So he felt that he was a sinner and that at that time he was not worthy.
他本来叫主耶稣说主啊离开我。
Before he asked the Lord Jesus to leave him.
哦，那如果是我们的话，我们可能。不会这样子叫主耶稣走了。
If for us, we probably would not say, for the Lord Jesus to depart.
因为主耶稣如果在船上的话，你下网打鱼比那个什么仪器都还好用啊。
Because if the Lord Jesus was on the boat, casting out the net was better than any tool.
哦，所以但是彼得他就是 他就是可以看清楚说，诶，主耶稣的话是跟其他人的话不一样的。
But Peter could see that the word of Jesus was different from the word of others.
啊，结果主耶稣就跟他说，你不要害怕。
And so the Lord Jesus said, "Do not be afraid."
我现在要叫你得人了。
Now you will make you fishers of men.
最后，你看彼得撇弃所有的跟从耶稣。
And in the end, we see that Peter left everything.
因为他知道主耶稣就是一切福气的源头。
Because he knew that the Lord Jesus is the source of all blessing.
他主耶稣所做的工作是最有意义的工作。
That the work of the Lord Jesus is the most meaningful.
是要拯救人的灵魂啊，脱离这个罪的束缚。
It is to save the souls of man to depart from the control of sin.
他是要让人得神的救恩的。
It is for people to receive the salvation of God.
所以主耶稣的话，听了人就得恩典。
So the word of the Lord Jesus, those who listen will receive blessing.
也真能够真的认识耶稣是谁。
And they can truly understand who Jesus is.
主耶稣他来是来招。招罪人不是在招义人的。
The Lord Jesus came to call sinners, not.
哦，所以五章第三十一节。
So chapter 5 verse 31.
主耶稣对他们说：“无病人用不着医生，有病人才用得着的。”
Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick."
32节，我来本不是要招义人悔改，乃是要招罪人悔改。
32, but I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
这个主耶稣他来的目的啊，他讲出来的话语。本身就是要让这些罪人，他们可以因着这个话得到神的恩典。
The purpose of Jesus, the reason he said what he said, is so that the sinners can receive grace.
啊，愿意听的人就真的从这个恩典是别的地方找不到了，没有人可以给他的。
Those who are willing to listen, this is the grace that nobody can give them.
那要对主的话，对主耶稣所做的事要有信心。
But they have to have faith.Toward the word of Jesus and toward what he does.
所以主的话，对主如果有信心的人，他听他的话，照我去做，他不但得恩典，他的罪也会被赦免。
So those who believe in the words of Jesus, not only will their sins be forgiven, but they will also receive blessing.
因为比如说你现在下网去打鱼，要捕鱼要得到鱼，这个是生活所需用的而已。
For example, for you to cast out your net to catch all these fish is only to provide the needs of your life.
这是物质的好处。
This is a material benefit.
好，现在比如说一个人他生病，主耶稣把那个病斥责之后，病好了，身体得健康。
Let's say that a person is sick and the Lord Jesus heals them by rebuking the sickness.
但是这个都是有关于肉体上的部分而已。
And these are only the fleshly aspect.
但其实主耶稣要给我们最大的恩典，就是要让我们的罪得赦免。
But the greatest blessing that the Lord Jesus gives us is the forgiveness of our sins.
那要让罪得赦免，要能够听从耶稣的话。要能够得到主口中所出的话，这个人就是有福。
And for those to listen to the Lord Jesus' words and to receive them is true blessing.
哦，你现在来看第五章。
Now let us look at chapter 5.
第五章第二十节。
Chapter 5 verse 20.
五章二十节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”
Now when he saw their faith, he said to them.Man, your sins are forgiven you.
这是因为这个摊子，你看他的朋友把他抬到主耶稣面前得医治的。
And this is because the friends of the paralytic brought him to Jesus to be healed.
你看人太多，他们只好上屋顶去拆了屋顶，把这个人垂到主耶稣面前来。
There were too many people, so they had to tear down the ceiling and bring him before the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣看到他们的信心，这是包括这个抬的人跟这个摊子本身的信心。
The Lord Jesus saw their faith, including the faith of the friends and the paralytic.
然后跟他们说，跟他说你的罪赦了。
So he said to them, "Your sins are forgiven you."
那你的罪赦这件事情让其他人就觉得很稀奇啊。
The matter of forgiveness of sins caused many of the people to be astonished.
那可是当时候这个法利赛人文士他们就议论说，谁能够赦人的罪呢？除了神之外，你到底是谁？你怎么把自己比成神的呢
？But the scribes and Pharisees debated that apart from God, who can forgive sin?
那主耶稣特别在第24节这样说。
So Lord Jesus, especially in verse 24, said,
要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins.
所以他特别跟摊子说：“我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。”
So he especially says to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house."
主耶稣的话语，他是可以赦罪的。
The word of the Lord Jesus can forgive sin.
这个就是他的权柄。
And this is his power.
这个要彰显出他是从神来的。
This is to demonstrate that he is from God.
其实他就是神道成肉身了。
But in fact, he is God in the flesh.
所以当时候，如果对耶稣的他这个整个出现有信心，知道他是从神来的人了。
And those who believed knew that he was from God.
他们愿意到耶稣跟前来。
They were willing to come before Jesus.
你看，他们得到他们所没有预期的。
And if you see it, they received him.
就是罪被赦。
And they were able to receive their forgiveness of their sins.
那这个恩典是只有神才能给啊。
And only God can give this grace.
那这个就是从主的口中所出来的恩惠。
And this is the grace that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
那当时候，主耶稣他跟其实跟众门徒讲了很多很多的话语。
Now at that time, the Lord Jesus has spoken many words to the people.
那如果听从的人就得福气了。
And if the people listen, they receive blessing.
听到的人如果去做就有福。
If people listen to them and they did the words,
我们在读这个路加福音的时候，我们看到这个路加他本身有一个想法。
If we read the Gospel of Luke, we see that Luke has a thought.
因为路加福音可不是路加随便去凑一凑那些神迹啊，那道理把它拼起来的。
Because the Gospel of Luke is not just a random compilation of the things he heard.
他是经过详细考察，他是有一个很 perfect understanding， 知道主耶稣的身份、他的话语的能力以及他所要做的工作。
He has gone through careful consideration.And he has a perfect understanding of the work of Jesus and who he is and what he's accomplished.
你就看到他在写的时候，他所安排的那个次序跟他的逻辑性。
So when you read it, you can see the sequence, the logic that follows and his reasoning.
你看现在主耶稣他叫这个摊子起来走路以后。
So now after the Lord Jesus asked the leper, asked the paralytic to stand up and walk.
当时候在圣经再一次强调说，众人都很惊讶。
At that time, the Bible keeps emphasizing that all the people were amazed.
第二十六节。五章二十六节
，Chapter 5 verse 26。
众人都惊奇，也归荣耀给神，并且满心惧怕，说：“哎呀，我们今天看见非常的事了。
”And they were all amazed and glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today."
这个非常的事情，就是说，耶稣他虽然是约瑟的儿子，他虽然是一个木匠，可是他的话有能力、有权柄，他可以赦罪。
These strange things or amusing things is that even though this son of a carpenter Joseph had He was able to forgive sin and heal the sick.
他一个人罪的赦免的结果就是，你看这个瘫子起来走路了，好了。
And the result of a person's sin being forgiven is a paralytic was healed and he could walk.
就看到说这个罪的这个的那个工价，就罪的那个结果，就是一个人他就瘫在那边没办法行走。
You can see the cause and result of sin is a person was lying there and unable to walk.
然后接下来，你现在要怎么样让主耶稣的这个话语能够让我们真的听进去？然后进一步把它行出来。
What follows is how we can allow the word of the Lord Jesus to be, come into us and to be acted upon.
从第五章的第三十三节开始。
Starting from verse 5 to 33.
到三十九节这一段。
To 39.
主耶稣在讲一个比喻。
Chapter 5 verse 33 to 39. Jesus gives a parable.
他这个比喻就是这个新的布啊，没有人把那个新的布补在旧衣服上。
And the parable is that nobody puts a piece of new garment in an old one.
没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里。
Nobody puts new wine skin in old new wine in old wine skin.
哦，所以新酒一定要用新皮袋装。
And so new wine must be put into new wine skin.
那如果是新的布，一定要补在新的衣服上的。
And if it is a new piece of garment, it must be sewn onto a new.
也就是说，这个
onto a new garment.
这个一个人的想法一定要能够跟着耶稣基督来到以后转变。
And what this means that the thinking of a person must be able to change to the after Lord Jesus comes.
因为当时文士法利赛人他们满脑子都是律法。
Because the Pharisees and scribes at that time were filled with the law in their mind.
他们的思想已经被这个律法框住了。
All of their thinking has been bordered by the law.
他们看不到耶稣所带来的恩典。
They're unable to see the grace that the Lord Jesus brings.
他们没办法真的听明白耶稣话语里面的恩惠。
They're unable to truly hear and understand.The grace in the words of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣用这个比喻来告诉他们说，你现在所有的想法都要从恩典的角度来看。
And so the Lord Jesus is using this to tell them that your thinking must come from the perspective of grace now.
没有新的观念，没有新的从神来的恩典这个观念、真理的观念，是没有办法领受恩典，没有办法领受真理，也不能够得到恩典。
Without the concept of the truth and grace coming from the Lord Jesus.Nobody can receive grace and truth.
所以我们今天也是这样子。
So what is like us for us today?
我们今天很多人来信主，可能都有很多不一样的背景。
Many of us who come to believe in the Lord may have different backgrounds.
但是不管过去有什么样的文化或者是背景。
But no matter what kind of culture or background.
现在到耶稣跟前来。
Now that we come before the Lord Jesus,
每一个人的想法都要变成符合真理、符合神的这个原则才可以。
Everybody's thinking must be according with the Bible and also with the truth.
因为我们的想法会决定我们看事情的方向以及我们的做法。
Because our thinking will determine how we view things and how we decide things.
所以主耶稣先装备众人要有一个新的观念。
And so Jesus is preparing the crowd so that they have a new kind of perspective.
然后接下来呢，我们就看到到第六章的第三二十节。
Then it follows in chapter 6 verse 20.
主耶稣就讲，在路加福音特别讲四种有福的人。
He specifically says four beatitudes in Luke.
四种有祸的人。
And then four woes.
那这四个福气跟四个祸是 对比是对照的。
The four beatitudes and the four woes are in contrast of each other.
所以第二十节说贫穷人有福了。
So it says in verse 20, blessed are you poor.
因为神的国是他你们的。
For yours is the kingdom of God.
贫穷表示心灵真的谦卑的。
The poor means that those who are truly humble and
心灵谦卑的他才有办法领受神的国度。
Only those who are humble in their heart can they receive the kingdom of God.
第二十一节说饥饿人有福了。
21 says, blessed are those who hunger now.
他们要得饱足。
For they shall be filled.
表示一个人如果灵性饥渴想要听神的话语他就会得到他意想不到的满足。
Meaning if a person is spiritually thirsty for the word of God, then he will receive satisfaction in his heart.
第三节说，第三个说，哀哭人有福的。
The third is blessed are you who weep now.
因为你们要得喜笑。
For you shall laugh.
那这个哀哭就是为自己的罪哀哭的。
And those weeping are weeping for their sins.
会看到自己的不足，看到罪的这个巨大的影响力。
You're able to see discontent and the great effect and influence of sin.
会看到自己本身在神面前的亏欠。
They're able to see how much they fall short in front of God.
他如果会哀哭。
If they cry and weep,
那就会懂得靠神。
Then they will learn to rely
on God. 那这样就能够得到喜笑。
And they can receive laughter in this way.
那第四种的人有福，就是你看，为了耶稣的缘故被恨恶、被弃绝啊，被人家弃掉名字。他说是，如果是以为有福的人，这个人才是有福。
And the fourth blessing is blessed are you when men hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and cast you out in the name of the Son of Man.
也就是说 为了主耶稣的缘故为了义被逼迫人有福了
for the sake of righteousness for the sake of the Lord Jesus they are persecuted by men
然后从二十四节开始这个就是讲另外 哪一些人是有祸的
and then starting from verse 24 says those who have woe
富足的人饱足的人喜笑的人然后别人都说你好的时候这些人是有祸的
those who are rich full hunger and when men speak well of them
哦，所以这些人在这些有祸跟有福，就在提醒出我们每一个人的那个对灵性的重视跟他的观念。
And when we talk about richness and fullness, it talks about how important people care about, people think the word of God is.
主耶稣说有福的人，哦，主耶稣说这样的人是有福的。
Jesus says, "Blessed are these type of people."
如果我们听到他的话语。
If we hear the word of him,
那我们愿意去追求，往这个方向去追求
，and we are willing to pursue in this direction,
我们必然得福
，then we will certainly be blessed.
因为这是主耶稣口中所出的话
，because these are the words of the Lord Jesus from his mouth.
这个话，他的话跟其他人讲的话是不一样的。
The words the Lord Jesus speaks is different from those of others.
那现在主耶稣讲完了这几个福跟祸以后
，after Lord Jesus speaks these blessings and woes,
他特别强调说
，he especially emphasizes
第三二十七节。
Verse 27.
只是我告诉你们这些听到的人、啊、你们的仇敌爱他恨你们你 要待他好
27. But I say to you who hear love your enemies do good to those who hate you
这些人就是当时候主耶稣举目看着门徒如果注意看路加福音里面所讲的这个福跟祸是对着信主的人讲的
And if you notice the Lord Jesus is speaking these things the blessings and woes to those who believe in Jesus
因为第二十节他特别讲主耶稣举目看着门徒然后就说你们如果是贫穷人就有福了
Because in verse 20 specifically says that he lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said
那这些人跟从主耶稣的人就是他是在听耶稣道理的人、哦、
So these people who follow Lord Jesus are those who listen to his word
他现在告诉我们说你看接下去的整段都在讲爱仇敌为那逼迫你们的祷告
And he continues to say to them to love their enemies and to pray for those who persecute you
主耶稣他提出了人跟人相处的均科玉律就是他真的这个是最重要的原则了
Then he mentions the most important principle of relationships between men.
第三十一节，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎么样待人。
Verse 31, and just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise.
他要凸显出这些跟从耶稣人跟一般的世人是不同的。
He wants to mention that those who follow the Lord Jesus are different from the typical people of the world.
人跟人相处不是利益的交换。
Man and man have interactions not for benefits.
而是真的因为神的爱的感动，愿意去帮助那些对我不好的人。
But because they are moved by the love of God, that they help those who are in need.
那这个就是从神来的爱，这个就是主耶稣基督要做的工作。
And this is the love that comes from God, the work that the Lord Jesus will do.
主耶稣真的用他的一生来实现了他所讲的话语。
And the Lord Jesus truly uses his whole life to show and act out his words.
他要我们人有那个真的慈悲的心，像天父慈悲一样。
He wants man to have a compassionate heart like our heavenly Father is compassionate.
那他要我们人常常自我反省。
And he wants man to often self-examine.
哦，所以接下去主耶稣在第六章的第三十九节这样讲。
So it follows that in chapter 6 verse 39 he says.
他说瞎子不能够领瞎子。
The blind cannot lead the blind.
那每一个人一定要让自己的眼睛是明亮的。
Everybody has to have their eyes enlightened.
那要让自己的眼睛明亮，他说一定要先自我反省，才能有这个反省的能力啊。
To align your eyes, he says you have to examine yourself often.
这个就是不要一直看到弟兄眼中有刺，但是没有看到自己眼中有梁木。
That is to not only see the speck in the brother's eyes, but rather to see the plank in our eyes.
哦，所以这个一直在说明说，我们常常只有眼睛看着别人的缺点，但是没有想到我们其实有更多缺点。
Let's say we use our eyes to look at the weaknesses of others, but we don't look at our own weaknesses.
我们现在对主耶稣所讲的话，应该要用什么态度来真的领受福气呢？
What kind of attitude must we have when we listen to the word of Jesus in order to receive blessing?
我们从第五章、第六章这一段里面，我们就看到这四个重点。
From chapter 5 and chapter 6, we look at these four main points.
也就是说，我们一定要有新的观念。第一个
，First, we have to have a new concept.
这个观念一定要跳脱律法的框架。
This concept has to surpass the boundaries of the law.
一定要看到主耶稣就是神的救恩。
We have to see that the Lord Jesus is a savior.
所以有关于安息日治病，有关于禁食，或有关于爱人的道理，都是主耶稣他特别留下来给我们的新的榜样。
So pertaining to healing on the Sabbath, to loving one another, and these are all the examples that Lord Jesus has.
这个就是要有一个新的恩典的观念了。
And that is the new concept of having grace.
第二个
，The second.
我们要知道什么叫做福气，什么叫做灾祸。
We have to know what is blessing and what is woe.
因为主耶稣他所指的重点都是在强调我们在属灵上面的。
Because the main points that the Lord Jesus brings up are all spiritual.
对灵性的追求以及对罪的敏感。
They are toward pursuing in spirituality and also sensitivity towards sin.
第三个
，The third，
就是我们在人相处当中一定要以爱为原则。
In our interactions with man, we have to use love as our principle.
跳脱人跟人之间这种所谓利益交换，以及你对我好，我才对你好；你对我不好，我就对你不好，这种律法的这种传统的观念。
To transcend the law and tradition of only treating man well, because they treat us well and for mutual benefits.
那第四个就是我们要时常能够自我反省。
And the fourth is to often reflect on ourselves.
常常看到我们不足。
To see that we are not enough.
那要用神的话语让我们的眼睛明亮。
So that to allow the word of God to enlighten our eyes.
因为主耶稣就是要来让瞎眼的得看见。
Because the Lord Jesus has come to let the blind see.
主的话要让我们的眼睛明亮。
The word of God is to enlighten our eyes.
让我们可以真的去带领需要来跟从神的人，我们不会变成瞎子领瞎子。
That we can truly guide those to come to Jesus, not for us to be the blind leading the blind.
那如果我们都能够这样子对待主耶稣所讲的话语，
if we can all treat the word of God like this,
然后最后听到以后能够去做，
and in the end we can act out the words that we hear,
而不是只是觉得很稀奇，
and not only be amazed.
因为有时候有些人是觉得把这个神的道理当作一种知识，哇，这是一个非常好的哲理。
Some people treat the word of God as a knowledge. This is a very good knowledge to
have. 但其实这些哲理一点也不会产生什么功效。
But this philosophical knowledge will not produce any results.
真正能够得到恩惠是把它行出来。
To truly receive grace is to act it out.
所以最后主耶稣在第六章的第四十节这样说。
So lastly, in chapter 6 verse 40, the Lord Jesus says.
四十六节。
46.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?
四七节，凡到我这里来，听见我的话就是行的，我要告诉你他像什么人。
Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like.
四十八，他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基是立在磐石上。
He's like a man building a new house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was found on the rock.
四十九节。
49.
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即就倒塌了，而且那房子大坏得很大。
He who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
这里就看到，我们真的要能够从主所口中所出的恩言得福，就是听见去行。
Here we see that to truly receive blessing from the gracious words of the Lord is by acting it out.
我们的根基立在磐石，主耶稣基督这个磐石上。
Then our foundation will be on the rock, the Lord Jesus.
遇到什么危险、患难、逼迫，我们都不会摇动。
No matter what kind of danger or persecution or that we encounter, we will not be shaken.
那我们真正的福气就是真的在天上，我们的罪被赦免。
But a true blessing is that in heaven our sins have been forgiven.
我们是神国的子民。
We are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
我们在这个世上能够得到主耶稣的医治。
In this world, we can receive the healing of the Lord Jesus.
我们能够得到主耶稣所住的福。
We can receive the blessing of the Lord Jesus.
我们能够看到我们人生真正的方向。
We can see the direction of life.
我们不怕不害怕这个世上所遭遇的一切风浪。
We are not afraid of all the storms in the life.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
So may the Lord Jesus guide us.
每个人都能够从读神的话语里面得到真正的恩惠。
That all of us can receive true grace.From the word of God.
我们再唱诗。
Let us now sing him.
263首。263。
Sing him 263.